Thankful to be able to come to you this morning, to be able to get together with you. I'm going to take our text out of the 16th chapter of Proverbs. I think it hasn't been too long ago that I was at this text again, but in prayer this morning, this is what came to me in the 16th chapter of Proverbs. You know, we've been in this pandemic and all the turmoil around us for almost a year now. And not only is there a health risk to deal with, but we've had almost every area of our life disrupted. I mean, all kinds of challenges. There's been many other challenges and difficulties in our personal lives, many of us, this past year, that if there wasn't a pandemic and the turmoil, we'd still have trouble. Amen? There's relationships, physical issues, financial issues, emotional issues, even some tragedies and passings of ones in our midst have had to deal with. There's also been many other challenges. Our country, our society seems to be unraveling right before our eyes. Changes that I thought unimaginable just a few years ago are becoming reality. And nobody seems happy about anything. There's unrest everywhere. Nobody seems happy. And one of the battles that I have to fight often is frustration and anger. And I don't think I'm alone. In the events that are taking place in our society and world, the events that are taking place in our own personal lives, it's very easy to get frustrated and angry. But I'm going to remind you again this morning that anger is not a friend of our Christian walk or witness. Amen? Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit, than he that taketh the city. It was the second part of this verse that came to my mind in prayer this morning. He that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh the city. Ruling our own spirit. You know, it's often easier to fight that which is without than that which is within. And ruling our own spirit means not to allow our emotions to go beyond proper bounds. It's keeping ourselves in check, not allowing ourselves to get out of control. And frustration and anger can push you there. Amen? If you give in to it, it can take control. And you won't be ruling your spirit, but rather your spirit will be ruling you. Anger is a danger zone for Christians. But it's a place that we are taken to often. Amen? Anger is a natural response. It's a natural emotion. There are things that should stir up our anger. God experiences anger. We're told several times in the Bible that God experiences anger. The danger in anger is allowing it to cause us to respond in a way that's not right. Whether even in our mind, in our words, in our attitude, or in our actions. You know, as Christians, there's a picture we ought to have in our mind of what a Christian looks like. I often go back to it. It's the fruit of the Spirit, we call it, in Galatians, the fifth chapter. But this is just it's a number of attributes of one who lives under the influence of the Holy Spirit that should be evident in their life. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Did you notice the general tenor of those? These are attitudes that ought to dominate our life. Amen? It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those are the general attitudes. Will we experience anger? Yes. Will we experience other emotions? Yes. But it should not dominate our life, and it should be kept under our control. Amen? It's by the help of the Holy Spirit, by God's Spirit living within us, that we're able to maintain these right attitudes toward life. It's by the help of the Holy Spirit that we can rule our spirit and keep ourselves in check. Amen? So many today really do let their emotions govern them. They're controlled by their emotions, whether it be happiness, sadness, anger, frustration, jealousies, whatever it is, too often it rules them instead of them ruling their spirit. Anger comes from a lot of places. It can come from wrongs or injustices done to us or done to others. It can come from unresolved hurts, from frustrations, from disappointments and bitterness, from fears and losses. Amen? Anger is a very commonly experienced emotion in all of our lives. And sometimes it's not hot anger that, you know, you throw stuff and you scream and yell. Sometimes you do keep it inside, but you still feel the frustration and anger. And we don't want to allow that to rule us, because even held in check inside, it can lead to frustration, disillusionment, disappointment, and bitterness. Now, there's two kinds of problems in life. I've mentioned this probably a dozen times in preaching, but I want this ingrained in our heads, because if you can sort out your problems, you're going to do a better job dealing with them. Two kinds of things in life to be dealt with. Things you can do something about, and things you can't do something about. Pretty simple, right? All your problems come down to those two barrels. Some of them may be partly. Dealing with your anger begins by correctly identifying which category these events fall in. Can you do something about it? That's question one. Can you do something about it? If you can, then what should you do as one who wants to please God? Okay? Look at the problem. Look at the situation. What can I do? What should I do as one who wants to please God? What would God want me to do? Then do that. Amen? Do what you know to do. Having done that, I mean, if you need to resolve the conflict, resolve it as best you can. Not always can you. There's some conflicts that it takes two to resolve, and you can only do your part, but do your part. Romans 12:17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. If you've done all that you can do, all that is right to do, then leave it with God. It transfers to the other bucket. Two buckets. One, things you can do something about. The other bucket, things you can't do something about. Once you have determined which bucket it goes in, if it goes in the one that you can do something about, then do what you know pleases God to be done. Amen? Having done that, take it out of the bucket you can do something about and put it in the bucket of things you can't do anything about. Because once you've done all that is right to do, we need to leave it with God. Amen? It's not ours anymore. Amen? Things you can't do anything about don't belong to you. They're not your responsibility. You give them to God and trust God. Amen? This last year brought a lot of frustration. Not just anger, but frustration. Things just not going the way we had hoped or planned. Results not being what we wanted or hoped for. And frustration, I think, produces a different kind of anger. Sometimes we're frustrated and angry with people. We know about that one. We know how it's directed, and we ought to know how to deal with it. But a lot of times, we're just angry and frustrated with life. Amen? There are a lot of times, it ain't a person, it's just frustrated with life. Those frustrations with life often fall in the category of things we can't do anything about. It's often the lingering bitterness of losses, struggles and disappointments that keep us simmering in suppressed anger. And left alone, the simmering anger will devolve down into discouragement, bitterness, depression, disillusionment. Amen? I'm going to help you here if you'll listen. Learn to leave the past with God. Hear me? Learn to leave the past with God. It's over. It's done. You can't relive it. Amen? You can't go back and change it. Live your life forward. Don't keep going back and rehearsing it. Don't nurse the wound. Don't get me focused in self-pity. By that I mean we begin to feel sorry for ourselves. Then every event of life gets interpreted in light of, woe is me. Everything's stacked against me. This is bad. You go there and live there, you're going to live in discouragement, depression, bitterness, and disillusionment. And that's not where we need to be. Amen? Live life forward. Move on. Paul in Philippians 3:13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before. Paul said, hey, I know I ain't got it made yet. I don't have my ticket to heaven stamped permanently. And he said, this one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind, and I reach forth unto those things that are before. This Christian life's lived looking forward. Faith is future-oriented. Amen? Bad things happen in life. Bad things happen to us in life, even as Christians. Amen? Remind yourself of God's love and goodness in spite of the difficulties. Even if you'd review this past year, God, in the midst of all the trouble, God's been very good to us. Individually and collectively, God's been good to us. Not only that, remind yourself of your eternal reward. I challenge you to read the New Testament. The promise of salvation, the reward of salvation that's held out time and time again is eternal life. We were sitting around at Julie's family's yesterday and talking and realized another 5 to 10 years, all of us are going to be 60 to 70 years old. That seems unimaginable. This life is short. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. That's from the ESV. The King James says, these light afflictions, which are but for a moment, cannot be compared to the weight of glory that awaits us. Amen? Nothing, no matter how bad it gets in this life, it cannot be compared to the eternal life that awaits us. Remind yourself that God's in control. Here's a scripture I've used more often than any other in my preaching. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them are called according to His purposes. Don't let the troubles and disappointments of life cause you to become self-centered. Amen? The tendency of trouble and disappointment and frustration is to cause us to become overly focused on ourselves, because that's what our mind's fixed on, how bad it is or what we're worried about or what we're frustrated with. There's always a temptation to self-pity. Most of us visit there for a while, but don't stay there. Amen? Here's what you need to remember. The life of sin is a life that's focused on self. It's loving self above God and above others. It's a life that's focus is on self. Therefore, when we start getting overly focused on ourselves, we are in a spiritually dangerous area. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory will be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. That's strange, isn't it? He said, don't be surprised when you have a lot of problems. That's really what he's saying here, folks. He said, it ain't some strange thing, the fiery trial that you're in. But rejoice, and that seems very... I tell you what, if we actually attempted to do that, most of us might fail. I don't know if any of us are really got a good grip on that. But he said, rejoice in the fiery trial, inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's suffering, and that when His glory be revealed, you'll also be glad with exceeding joy. He said, rejoice, not for the trial, but your identification with Jesus Christ. Rejoice for the purifying work that the trial can bring to you. Rejoice because you're confirmed as one of His. And when that day comes, the rejoicing of being one of His in eternal life is going to be way beyond any sorrow we may bear here. Therefore, shake it off. Hebrews 12:12. Wherefore, lift up your hands, which hang down the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather, let it be healed. Finally, we are to learn to explicitly trust God in everything and with everything. Faith is central to our Christian life. Faith is trusting God with the past, with the present, and with the future. And faith isn't optional. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Trust Him. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our Father. He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. Amen? Cast all your cares on Him. Give Him all your problems. Take it to Him. Trust Him. Leave it there. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. We're encouraged to bring all our cares to God because He cares for us. All of them, our concerns, our worries, our decisions, our situations, our fears. We're to bring them all to Him. Make it a habit every day. Not just the big ones. Not just the ones we tried to solve but can't. But all of them. The big, the little, the impossible, the everyday stuff. Pray for God's help in your regular job, in your regular relay. Everything that is normal that you think you can handle, pray for God's help in it. Amen? Give it to Him. Trust the day to Him. Trust all your situations to Him. Financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, all of them. Learn to cast all our concerns, our cares, our worries, our situations, our fears on Him, not just in time of crisis, but yes, of course, in the time of crisis, but also daily, to bring our concerns to Him in every situation, every decision, every fear, even little ones we think we can handle, think we can figure out. Cast them. You ever see anybody cast something? It has the idea of throwing, right? You can't throw something and hold on to it at the same time, right? It either stays in your hand or it don't. Cast it on Him means give it to Him. Surrender to His will. Accept that He knows what's best and He'll do what's best. Amen? Bring your cares to Him and leave them with Him. Not just a prayer of despair, but a habit of prayer that leaves our worries and concerns in His hands every day. Really give it to Him. Not just tell Him and go on carrying our own worries and concerns, but give it to Him. Psalms 127:1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, and eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. We can find rest when we cast our worries on Him. I've used this example numerous times, but if your furnace goes out and it's beyond your skills to fix it, there's a certain relief that comes when the furnace repairman shows up, especially if it's somebody you've used in the past, somebody you have confidence in. You know, you think, okay, now it's going to be fixed. We got help here. That ought to be the same way we feel when we take our needs to God. God can give us assurance and rest before the answer ever even comes. Amen? I just felt led this morning to remind us that living for God is serious business. It's the most important part of your life. We're in some dangerous times spiritually. We're in dangerous times a lot of ways, but we're also in dangerous times spiritually. And I know it's not easy to change how we think and react, but it's necessary. We're to give effort and attention to our Christian life to grow. Amen? We have a part to do in changing. To determine that we want to change and give the effort, but God, by His Spirit, will give us the help that we need. Rule your spirit. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. Learn to deal with your anger by giving it to God to deal with as He sees fit. Romans 12:19 says, beloved, Never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Ain't nobody going to get away with nothing. Our God is just. Our God will, he said, give it to me, I'll repay. I'll do what's right. Rule your spirit. Rule your spirit at home. We're at home more and we can get on each other's nerves. We can irritate each other. And it's where our frustrations are most likely to boil out. But rule your spirit at home. With your companion, with your kids, with others in the home. Protect the most important relationships that you have in this world, which are the ones right in your home. Rule your spirit on the job. There's a lot of changes for some of us. A lot of challenges and frustrations. But oftentimes your co-workers and boss may have very similar frustrations. Rule your spirit. Show the effects of salvation. Amen? There are a lot of things that bring anger to us taking place politically right now. There's a lot of evil that has pervaded our government and all parts of our society. It's everywhere. Amen? The injustices, what's not right, it's easy to become angry. But be careful that we rule our spirit. We need to remember it's God that's ultimately in control. Amen? Do what you're able to do. Do what pleases God for you to do. And then leave it alone. Don't let outbursts of anger hurt your Christian testimony. Amen? Learn to trust God fully, explicitly, on purpose. Trust the future to God. He's the only one that knows it. He's the only one that can control it. It's the only hope we have. Learn to trust Him. But we do have hope in Him because He is in control. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the admonishment it gives us. Help us, Lord, in this trying time that we are in to rule our spirit by your help of your spirit so that we not become caught up in emotions and attitudes that aren't pleasing to you, that lead to words and actions that aren't pleasing to you. Help us that we might find that place of rest in you, trusting you, and that we might be a good witness to those around us. Help us today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.